Thank you. Hello, everyone. So at the beginning of my presentation, I'll briefly go over some of the analysis that I did last summer during that joint internship with the Health Department and Genesee County Community Mental Health. And then I'll go into my capstone research that I conducted during my master's program earlier this year, looking at serious mental illness and cardiovascular disease mortality. And Genesee County is located in Michigan. And if you're familiar with Flint, Michigan, that's the largest city in Genesee County. I have no relationships to disclose. The idea behind the internship kind of began with this well-known statistic in the mental health field that people with serious mental illness die 25 to 30 years sooner than the general population without mental illness. And why look at mortality data in the first place? It provides us with the evidence to emphasize the importance of programs such as Commit to Fit and In Shape that are currently going on at Genesee County Community Mental Health that look to promote health and wellness, decrease risk factors associated with morbidity such as cardiovascular disease. And it provides the opportunity for collaboration with other groups also looking to promote health and wellness. Particularly, I worked with the Genesee Alcohol and Addiction Prevention Coalition and the Greater Flint Health Coalition. We did some GIS mapping, looking at the percentage of county deaths by zip code. So you can see the distribution around the different areas of the county with a focus on Flint, which is in the middle of the map, and some of the surrounding areas. Also looked at the population for GCCMH, or Genesee County Community Mental Health, which represents the serious mental illness population. And you can see that that is greatly concentrated in Flint, which is representative of the population that CMH serves. So the population distribution. It shows the proportion of younger, middle-aged, and older people in a population. So the county here is relatively equally distributed. Age-adjusted rates can help when you compare two groups that have different proportions of people in different age groups. And most health problems don't occur at the same rate in every age group. For example, younger people are more likely to die from violent causes and accidental deaths, as opposed to older population who is more likely to die from heart disease, cancer, and stroke. So for a given health problem, certain age groups have a higher or lower risk. Death rates that are adjusted for age let us compare the risk of death in both CMH and the county. Even though, as you can see here, this CMH has a younger proportion of the population. And again, this larger middle-aged proportion is due to the fact that people with serious mental illness are dying at earlier ages than without. This is standardized mortality ratio. So an interpretation, when you see the 1.88 for CMH, compared to the United States death rate, it indicates that more deaths, approximately 80%, were observed in CMH consumers than expected from the age-specific rates of deaths in the United States. And that's compared to Michigan, for example, with the 1.06, which is more comparable to the United States death rate, closer to 1. This is a graph of the cumulative distribution for age at death in 2009, all-cause mortality. Among Genesee County residents, 20% die before age 55, compared to the serious mental illness population, where over 70% died before the same age. If we look at deaths due to drug use, you can see the county average percentage of deaths with drug use hovers around 20%, and CMH is typically, the population is about 5% higher. And then there's that spike in 2009. And it'd be interesting to go back and look at the data from then until now and see if that was an exception year or if the trend continued. This is mean ages at death due to opiate use for 2005 to 2009. In the blue, we have the county means, ranging from about 40 to 43. And then we took a three-year average for CMH, which was about 34. So the CMH consumers are dying at approximately 6 to 9 years younger due to opiate use than the general population. Another cumulative distribution graph. This is specifically for cardiovascular disease. Among Genesee County residents who die of CVD, 15% die before age 55. compared to same age consumers who die of cardiovascular disease, about half die before the same age. So the objective for my research for my capstone project was to investigate the association between serious mental illness, or SMI, and cardiovascular disease mortality in Genesee County, Michigan. According to the American Heart Association, more than 30% of all deaths in the United States are due to CVD. Approximately half of the U.S. adult population has a mental disorder at some point during their lifetime. And in a given year, more than a quarter of adults are diagnosed for at least one mental disorder. The Center for Mental Health Services and SAMHSA conducted the 16-state mortality study, and they determined that CVD mortality was almost 7 times greater among those with mental illness for ages 25 to 44. So these are the well-known risk factors for cardiovascular disease, and they're known to be amplified in the serious mental illness population. This is a graph by SAMHSA in 2008 looking at the prevalence of serious mental illness among U.S. adults by demographics. They found a higher prevalence of SMI in females, younger population ages 18 to 25, and biracial and white race and ethnic groups. So the primary aim was to analyze the association between SMI and mortality due to CVD in Genesee County, Michigan residents over a 5-year period from 2005 to 2009. The hypothesis was that the residents diagnosed with SMI would have a higher relative risk of mortality due to CVD compared with the non-SMI population. The secondary aim was to determine if demographic variables, race, age, and sex, confounded the relationship between SMI status and CVD mortality. Hypothesized that the risk of CVD mortality, comparing SMI patients with the non-SMI population, would remain higher after adjusting for those demographics. Methodology, the population included all residents over the age of 45 years old who lived in Genesee County, Michigan between 2005 and 2009. In that population, the age was determined because cardiovascular disease affects the older population, and the numbers for ages younger than 45 were small. The mortality data came from the Michigan Department of Community Health, and the serious mental illness patients came from Genesee County Community Mental Health. Serious mental illness was the exposure variable. It's a dichotomous variable whether or not they were receiving services from GCCMH, which is how we defined if they had serious mental illness. The outcome variable was also dichotomous for cardiovascular disease mortality, and it included a count of residents who died from CVD, defined by ICD-10 codes, where CVD was listed as the underlying cause of death. Total population numbers were used to determine the population at risk for CVD death. And total population numbers, CVD deaths, and counts of mental illness were grouped by year, age, sex, and race. Time in years was modeled continuously for the 5-year period from 2005 to 2009. Age, sex, and race were all categorical. Variables were 45 to 54 years, male, and white. Poisson regression was used to assess the crude association between SMI and CVD mortality. The measure of association was relative risk with 95% confidence intervals. And potential confounding of the mental illness CVD mortality association by demographics was assessed. So the first table goes over the demographic characteristics of the study subjects. It was a total of 840,793. There were 6,780 deaths due to CVD during the time period, and 15,530 SMI patients were served by GCCMH. So there were 38% of the study subjects who were 45 to 54 years old, 46% male, 82% white. And only whites and African Americans were included due to a small number for other race ethnicity groups, which is representative of the demographic composition of Genesee County. Table 2. So this is the crude association of SMI and CVD mortality. And the risk ratio is the relative risk is the ratio of the probability of the event occurring in the exposed group, so in this case serious mental illness, compared to those without serious mental illness. A 1 indicates no difference in the risk between two groups. Greater than 1 is an increased risk, and less than 1 is a decreased risk. So in this case, patients with serious mental illness actually had a 39% lower risk of CVD mortality compared to the non-SMI population. And the 95% confidence interval gives the estimated range of values within which the true value of the rate is expected to occur. Then models were run using SMI and CVD as the outcomes. So in this case, for serious mental illness, 65 to 74-year-olds and 75 and above age categories had a higher risk of SMI compared with the referent group of 45 to 54-year-olds. And you can see that's because the 95% confidence interval does not cross 1. Females did not have a significantly higher or lower risk of SMI than males. African Americans had a higher relative risk of SMI than whites. For CVD mortality, it increased with age as expected. There was no significant association between sex and CVD. And African Americans did not have a significantly different risk for death due to CVD than whites. Then the adjusted Poisson regression models were run in order to assess the association between CVD and SMI, adjusting for the demographics. The percent change in the RR for each model compares the crude association between SMI and CVD mortality with the models adjusted for each of the demographic covariates. The confounder is a factor that might have an effect on the risk of the disease, in this case cardiovascular disease mortality, and it was defined as a variable that caused at least a 10% change in the association between SMI and CVD mortality. So it was, in this case, the association was confounded by age, but sex and race did not confound the association. In the fully adjusted model, you can see that there is a 51% increased risk for cardiovascular disease mortality compared for the SMI population compared to the non-SMI population. And this is the fully adjusted model with CVD as the outcome, SMI as the exposure, and the demographics as the covariates. The study demonstrated an association between SMI and CVD mortality in Genesee County, Michigan. Contrary to the initial hypothesis, having an SMI was protective for CVD mortality without adjusting for demographics. In agreement with the secondary hypothesis, once the association was adjusted for the demographics, people with SMI had a higher risk of CVD mortality. Other research has demonstrated similar increased risk of death due to CVD in those with SMI, such as schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders. While sex and race were not confounders due to a lack of association with CVD, age was determined to confound the relationship between CVD and SMI because as the population becomes older, the risk for CVD and SMI increased. The associations found between SMI and the demographic covariates were contradictory to those reported in SAMHSA, which is the graph that was part of the background. In this study, the risk of SMI increased with age, where SAMHSA determined a higher prevalence in the younger ages. But this study included those ages 45 and older, whereas SAMHSA included those 18 and older. No association between SMI and sex is found, while both SAMHSA and another study by Kessler et al., determining the prevalence of mental disorders from 1990 to 2003, observed more serious mental illness in females compared with males. African Americans in Genesee County were found to be at a much higher risk for SMI than whites, although SAMHSA and Kessler suggested race to be a protective factor for non-whites. Further research is needed to determine if the discrepancies in these results are due to particular quality of life and demographic factors present in Genesee County. such as a strong association between environmental stressors and serious mental illness. For example, a higher proportion of African Americans compared to whites in Flint reported feeling somewhat or very fearful of crime in their neighborhood, which may contribute to a higher risk of SMI in African Americans. The risk of CVD mortality increased, increasing with older age and not differing in males and females was consistent with previous research. The lack of an association between sex and CVD mortality can be explained due to a greater proportion of disease occurring in males at younger ages compared to females who tend to develop and die from CVD at older ages. The absence of a relationship between African Americans and CVD mortality was in stark contrast to preceding findings. Although further research is needed, the discrepancy may be a reflection of the demographic and socioeconomic composition of Genesee County, and particularly Flint, where race may actually not increase the risk of dying from CVD. We might not be seeing these racial differences because of the low socioeconomic status present in all races in Genesee County. For example, in 2009, the difference in average income below poverty level for Michigan between whites and African Americans was 23. Whereas in Flint, the difference was only 10%. Given the ecologic study design, it's difficult to determine the causation. It's unknown whether the findings of increased risk for CVD mortality were due to SMI or other individual risk factors, which were not accounted for in this study. Many other studies have adjusted for the potential confounders, just some of which include smoking, obesity, other physical health concerns such as diabetes. For the misclassification of exposure variable, there's most likely undiagnosed serious mental illness in Genesee County. For the purposes of this study, it was only defined as those served by GCCMH. But this might mean that some people were classified as not having mental illness when they actually do, and this has to do with the internal validity of the study. There could also be misclassification with ICD-10 codes. Some research has suggested that the reliability is fair to moderate. And again, the generalizability due to the particular socioeconomic and demographic factors, these results might not necessarily be applicable to other counties. Future research, hopefully we would be able to conduct a cohort study, which would collect data on the history of SMI within existing cohorts being followed for CVD, which would allow for the adjustment of individual level covariates, and a causal relationship between SMI and CVD could be determined. Outcome measure, if it was changed to CVD incidence, would allow for more information about the role of SMI in the demographic or in the development of CVD, which would result in a preventative outlook at the conclusion of the study. Further research is needed to better understand the gap that currently exists between mental and physical health. Thank you.